Now, to coincide with the 200th anniversary of the Gurkha service to the Crown, Major General Craig Lawrence has written a book showcasing their history and service in the British Army. And proceeds from the sales will go to the Gurkha Welfare Trust. And I'm delighted to have him in the studio now. So welcome.
Thank you very much indeed. It's great to be here.
Well, congratulations on an amazing book. I think every coffee table in the military world needs one of these.
That's very kind of you to say. That really is.
Now, just tell us, firstly, a little bit about your day job, because you're based at PGHQ, aren't you?
I am. I'm the Director of Joint Warfare. I work for the Joint Forces Command, and my job is to do the high-level training to try and get the Army, Navy and Air Force all training together, and also to try and improve our ability to deploy our contingent forces. I'm also the Colonel of the Royal Gurkha Rifles, which is why I've been keen to write the book.
You've had an established military career, and it was inspired by the Gurkhas, so you're the ideal author for this book.
Yes, I started off watching Gurkhas in 1982 as they went into the Falklands, and watching the Falklands take place, I saw these smiling, clearly not British people, who were very heavily involved in the battle, and I thought, I want to be part of them. And I went on a visit a couple of months later, and then in 1984 I was commissioned into the 2nd Gurkhas. So I've been there ever since, over 30 years now, a long old time.
Wow, and the book itself has taken about 2 years in the making. How difficult or challenging has it been to put all that history in between two covers?
Well, it's really interesting. The book was, there's a very good history of the Gurkhas written in 2009, but we felt we needed to do something for this year, which is this 200th year, as you say. The chap who was going to do it was the chap who did the 2009 one, but was getting older, not 100% well. And so, because I felt it really important that it was done, I volunteered to do it. And it's been a labour of love, but it's been fascinating.
And so where have you drawn all the information and tales from? Because there's so much history, isn't there?
There's an awful lot of history. There's a very good museum in Winchester. And the big issue I had was sorting through the thousands of photographs. There are 345 photographs in this book. And I had to sort through, I would say, 4,000 or 5,000 to find the right ones. And then when you found the right picture, trying to find the story that supports it. So you can tell the history, but it might be dry. What I wanted to do was trying to bring it to life with all these pictures.
And was it hard, you know, identifying some of the people and the places in these pictures? Because sometimes when people write books, they have to go through the archives, and you've got to make sure it's absolutely correct, because you never know, in the military world, somebody will read in it and go, well, that's wrong.
That's it. And there's lots of very senior people out there who I'm sure would write in and tell me, you know, that you got this one wrong. It was very interesting, because you'd find a picture, you'd spend 3 or 4 days trying to work out who actually the people were in it, and then you'd find you couldn't use it because you couldn't identify 3 or 4 of the characters. So it was fascinating. I've learned more about the Gurkhas in the last 2 years than I've known for the 30 years that preceded it. It has been a truly inspirational in many ways, looking at the amounts of awards they've received for gallantry and what have you. I mean, the figures are quite remarkable. World War One, for example, 90,000 Gurkhas served, 20,000 casualties, 6,000 of those died. World War Two, 138,000 Gurkhas served, 7,500 killed, and then 14,000 wounded. But in the Second World War, just short of 3,000 awards for gallantry and bravery, 12 Victoria Crosses, 333 military crosses. And the good thing is, each one of those tells a story. And then when you track forward to Afghanistan and you look at the most recent conflict that the Gurkhas have been involved in, and this is the great thing about Gurkhas, they've been involved in all these conflicts for the whole 200 years. So there is so much material there. The difficulty I've had is keeping it down to a manageable amount and not indulging myself by going down rabbit holes writing about all sorts of things. So I've tried to tell a human story as you go through it. It's not just a series of battles. It's about the people involved in those battles. And when you look at the 26 Victoria Crosses that have been won, I've tried to go into the background of the individual, where he was born, what he did, how he won his medal, what happened to him after he'd left the army. So it's been really interesting.